he and I met years ago. Our kids have grown up together. Our boys and his daughter are the same age. His son, Will, and my son, Jack, and my stepson, Mike, have all played baseball together. Don, obviously, is a very passionate baseball fan, as am I. He and I discussed, as we started this process, the possibility of minor league baseball. He has his hands full with other things, so I told him that I'd take this task to try to drive this committee and hopefully bring something back to him that he can use. A volunteer effort started through the city of Champaign, and it's really just an exploratory committee. So I have some qualifications as being very interested in the process and wanting to see it succeed. And really, it comes back to the fact that I have the energy to do it, and I want to be involved, and I'm willing to lead. And I guess I probably have some connections with people that I could get involved and could talk to regarding this and could help me see it through and see a success.
We're recording this after the first initial exploratory committee meeting with potential members of that committee. Are there definite things you came away with? You maybe had more of an idea, a narrower view of what it could be, and possibilities opened up for you.
Yeah, I did. In some ways, things got wider rather than narrower. In other ways, things got narrower as opposed to wider. So not having done this before and not knowing what would fit well in Champaign, I knew what I wanted to do was surround myself with people who had experience with this. And so as I started to talk to people about being on the committee, they started to tell me other people who probably should be on the committee because of their experience. And as those people stepped forward and I got my first chance to really meet with them and talk with them tonight, their level of expertise really helped open the door for maybe what could be done and also helped eliminate some possibilities that maybe wouldn't work right off the bat.
Well, let's talk about what could be successful. I mean, at the time that this was pitched to you, you probably had a vision, whether it's along Neal Street, mm-hmm. in a location that the mayor has mentioned, or somewhere else, or possibly not even exactly in Champaign. I'm sure you have a vision of what this could be, the family fun entertainment facility and drawing potentially around 5,000 fans.
And that's what I think, you know, the target, several factors add up to that target. And one of the things would be a great facility with ease of access and then a place where you could have a family entertainment value, a family entertainment dollar could be well spent, and in a safe facility and a new and fresh facility that people could come away with a positive experience. And so whether that was on the North Neal area or whether it was on the west side of Champaign or whether it was bounded on the outside by the interstate, all of those things were possibilities. I think we did, though, take a lot of the factors into consideration, including the ability to get in and out easily and the ability for your family to have a good, solid entertainment value.
One thing that was brought up, it's not for sure yet whether this would be something that might play at Illinois Field, but a lot of the proposal is about building a park.
Right.
And it's talking about funding it a little bit tonight. A public-private partnership, and I'm sure people ask, how are we going to pay for this? I know this is very early talk, but how do you respond as you were approached to head up this committee as far as the issue of funding a ballpark and in today's economy and some of those questions?
My initial thought was that this is a private endeavor. I mean, that it's a privately owned it would be a privately owned stadium with a privately owned team, but it could be facilitated by cooperation with public, the city specifically. And so maybe the city had land or had the ability or an option on land that this could happen on. So that when the mayor approached me, that was what I thought the involvement level might be from the municipal standpoint. However, I've learned more as I've started down the process now that there are a lot of things that the municipality and that the city government can do potentially for funding resources, and that would be maybe a tax break, not tax revenue from the city, but maybe a TIF district or things like that could be done where there could be a break for somebody who, just like if you were building a new manufacturing facility in town, if you came to town and said, I want to make widgets, that maybe the city would help you out by giving you a tax break, a tax incentive to put your widget factory here. So this would be the same type of thing, and then look at that facility as a housing, as a place to house this entertainment district, and that entertainment district would be anchored by the baseball team. I think having the good facility could help facilitate bringing in a good team and have the team stay here for several years.
It really sounds like the real goal here is a ball, and you're not eliminating any possibilities now, including independent league, but you've got your homework to do as far as checking up on maybe other communities that are very, that they mentioned Fort Wayne,
right.
A couple other cities right. that are very similar in size and successfully have minor league franchises.
And I think realistically, a ball would be shooting for the stars for us. And what I mean by A is a single A team affiliated with a major league franchise that played during the summer, something like 140 games during the summer. These are minor league baseball players that are on their way up from A to double A, triple A, and some of them will eventually be in the major leagues. So that would be a dream, and that would be shooting for the stars. Now, if we can't get that, I don't want to rule out, I don't want to say that this prospects of having a team in town are dead, because I think there are other independent levels where you can be successful, and it all circles back to that possibility that you would have a facility that would house this franchise that could bring entertainment value to the city that the city would then support and surrounding communities would support.
Anything else you want to add as far as you want to, well, I don't want to put a public play in, but if there are certain things that you would hope to see as this gains some traction in terms of gaining committee members or, you know, their supporters?
I mean, I want to do a good job for the city. I want to do a good job for the mayor and bring back to him knowledge that he didn't have going into this process. I'm not interested in being involved in a process like this where we end up making a decision that leads to something less than successful. I'm interested in being involved in something that comes out successful on the other end. So I want to be able to give the city the resources and the tools they need to be able to make the best decision they can make if they decide to move forward with something like this. And so talking about all of this, bringing the committee members in, opening the doors to what can be done, and coming out with the best possible scenario, a best practice for what to do in a situation like this is ultimately the deliverable I hope to be able to bring to the city. And then if that means the city can utilize that tool to successfully make this happen, I'll be very happy. I mean, I'm part of this community, and I hope to take my kids and grandkids to baseball games in Champaign for years to come.